bless me, my union, us, to the Shemechoi. What do we have, Sychus, with the Torah? Kabbalah is way beyond us. And the Dargus of Shemechoi is beyond us. And what's like Boimat us? There's a pasuk by Yonasan. It says that Yonasan was coming from battle and he was starving and he was fainting. And he said they found wild honey in the forest. So it says, Vayiga b'ketzei matehu, they touched, with the edge of their sticks, they touched and dipped it into a drop of honey. And it says, Vayo'ore enehem, they ate and their eyes lit up. There are sometimes, we are living in a matzah that was starved. We're so far out of these inyanim, the chayk mizach and ma'ariv, and we have no shaykhis. But still there's nekudas that the neshama is starving. And sometimes a person just dips a stick in, and he touches a drop of honey at the edge, and it opens him up and enlightens him. So even if we have a person who saw once in his life a Maima Dezoya, wrote down another sefer, felt something of the Kedusha, of the Kegavna, of those in Yarim, something of the Kedusha of Pnimius Atayr that found its way into other Sfarim, that, for a lot of people, that's the Vayiga B'Tzei Matehu, that they have some horror that the Vayura Inea. The Mela will be Mizvainen in a small Maimon, the Zoya, and try to understand a little bit about the Darg of Shem Bechoy and the Chiddush that he was Oymed on in Suras Adam, the Chiddush that he was Mechadish with his Darga. The Maima is, he says, Ishtatach Rebchiyah Be'ara, Be'noshak Ba'afra. Rebchiyah bent over to the ground and he kissed the ground. Obocha Ve'oma, and he cried and he said, Afra, Afra, earth, Kamat K'shei Kedal, how tough you are. He says, Kama at Chatzifu, how mechutzpidik you are. The kol machmade eino yahavim nibach, the balun bach. Every single thing that is beautiful in the world, every single thing that's worthwhile in the world, ends up rotting in the ground. Kolamude nehoirin de alma, techo v'tedoy. The amudim of oir, the pillars of light that exist in the world, you devour and crush. Kama at chatzifa, how mechutzif are you? Utsino kadisha de nabehor alma, the great lamp that lit up the world. Shlita ravriva mimano, the schuse mekayim alma, the big powerhouse who was mekayim the world is valiba. Reb Shimon, nehiru de betzino nehiru dal Reb Shimon, was the great lamp that lit up the world. Ant Bali Bafra, you're running the ground. Vat Kaimo Vinag Alma. That was the first statement. Ishtoimim Rigo Chado. So he paused for a moment and was overwhelmed by what he said. And then he said, Va'oma, Afra Afra Leitzgoi. Earth, don't be proud. The Lo Yismasun Bochamud in the Alma. The amudim of the world were not given over to you. The horror of Shimon lo yisbalibo. Reb Shimon is not routing you. So Reb Chiya had a havamina and a maskana. His havamina was that offers the biggest koyach in the world, and it's the biggest chatzifu. It swallows up everything that's precious in the world, everything that's good in the world, everything that lights up the world, ends up routing in the ground, including Reb Shimon. And then his maskana was, after being overwhelmed by it, his maskana was, Afra afal pizkoi, don't be proud, lo yismasev of Reb Shimon, lo yisbali. Reb Shimon is not riding and he's not nigger. In a certain sense, the maima has in itself, in the havim in the maskana, the maima, there's a havon and a tefis and a certain nekuda of Reb Shimon, and it's, if not his day of this Ilula, this is the parasha that's going to go in the middle. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon, when after he ate from the Eitz Hadas, he told him, "Bizeh asapecho toich alechem, ad yoyim shuvcha l'adom imena l'kachta, k'me'ofa ata v'lo'ofa toshim." HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that you will end up going back to the offer because the offer lekochta and the offer and the offer to Toshi. The inyan of me offer lekochta of the offer Toshi, which is the site of Misa, and emesis from that pasuk we learn the chiv of kfura. There's the chiv of kfura midarais beetsim, that there's kfura rather than anything else. We learn from kovatik berena. And the Ramban in Teres Adam says that the chiyuv of kfura ba'ofa dafka is learned from the la'ofa toshav shemena l'kachta. That there's a chiyuv dafka to be kovat ba'ofa, not anything else. It brings Yerushalmi, not clear if Yerushalmi is on this. The chiyuv is learned from here that this is a person's mokin kfura because me'ofa l'kachta, the la'ofa toshav. The gzera of me'ofa l'kachta v'ofa toshav l'chura is part of a bigger mahalach. It says in Koheles, he says, "Hakol holech al mokem echad." It says, "Hakol shav l'ofa," that everything goes back to one place. "Hakol bomer ofa, hakol shav l'ofa." Everything comes from the earth and goes back to the earth. So Koheles was oimid that mitzad, the mahalach of the Bria, since everything comes from Ofer, everything has to go back to Ofer. That mahalach is l'chura, the choyk v'leyava, not only of a person living and dying and being buried, but the whole mitzias of the Bria. If there's no yesh me'ayin, then the yesh me'yesh, the second yesh that comes, the toilada is weaker than the Ov. Person, nobody can come, Rebbe Leshana Reb Chia Minayim, no one can be better than the Mokum that he comes from. And if everything in the Bria comes from Ofer, then Ofer is the Yesoid Godel of the Bria, and everything has to go back into Ofer, because the Ofer is the Klal Godel of the Bria. A Koil Shovel Mokum Echad is Ofer, because nothing is better than Ofer. So everything starts from Ofer, and everything goes back into Ofer again. That is, it's not a particular mahalach of Mises Adam, but be'etzem l'churitz the choyk l'yavah of the whole Bria. A person can't be better than where it came from. Every person has his mitzias of what he was born with, the mazli he was born with, the things he was given, the makom he was born in, and me'ofa l'kachta v'la'ofa toshim. That is the metzias of the person, and there doesn't seem to be a way out of this mahalach. The Shmuel Yochai says, memra in Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, that a person rots until there's nothing left more than a tarvad of rekev. A tarvad means two handfuls, it's a shir and tyrus, it's moich of naim, of rekev, of what's rotten in a person. And then it says, it's in the offer like se'or and isa, and lo sidlovoi, it's going to Lasid Lavoi, it will start the Prasat Chias HaMesim, the Prasat Chias HaMesim will start with it, Nizdazu Akvarim, and so on. There's the Reb David Luria, who's a Talmud of the Goyin, wrote a Pirish on Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, tells to something that only somebody from the Goyin's Cheder could tell to a mission in a Holos. It says a mission in a Holos, that if a person, if there's a tarvad rekiv, it's a halacha l'moshe Sinai, that Tarvid Rekev is Metame Royal. It's Halacha Dafka. If there's nothing else, if it was Rekev of a mace that had nothing else Mu'urav in it. If there's something, clothing or Tachrichim or anything else, it's not a din of Tarvid Rekev. What happens if Afris Kvura got mixed with it? Afris Kvura is the earth that is the Ratan, that's the other Chalki Adam, the Lechos, the Damim, and so on. So Tanakama says it's still Tomei, because it's not like a different thing. Reb Shimon Yochai says Toher. It doesn't have the effect of Tarvid anymore. And Reb David Luyish tells it too. And he adds a word. He says, because if it's not Bitarosai and it's Metzias, then it doesn't have a din of Tarvid Rekev. That's, and he tells it too to this memory of Reb Shimon Yochai. There is in halacha, anything becomes bottom of something that's bigger than it. If a person takes an isa and he puts in flour that has the isa on it, becomes bottle, put the gidrei bittel. If something is a maimid or a mechametz, if something is se'er and it causes it to start bubbling, it causes its mechametz it, then it's not bottle. Mechametz is not bottle. The Havana is when in something, bittul is a process of something swallowing up something else. And when you have a rive and it's by lea, a mute, the mute becomes nivla in the rive. When the mute itself overpowers the rive, if the mute itself has a koyach to influence the rive, to be mashpi on the rive, to create a shin in the rive, that's called a mechametz or a maimet, and doesn't become bachu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a person offer min adama, and that's the mitzvah of adam. And as she'al kein, the adam taker is dinoy that it should be nivla by the offer and is part of the offer, with the cloud that hakoil it shove from where it comes from, and everything goes back to the earth. Ki'akol me'ofa v'kol shav lo'ofa. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in a neshama. So if the neshama, whatever chelik of the guf became a mechametz, became a me'orah, because there's a neshama there, then that chelik is not me'ofa anymore. Even though it comes me'ofa, but now it becomes something that's matzis, that ferments it, that bubbles up there. And therefore, in as much as a person's, if the neshama was nikva, if a chelik of the guf became nikva, the meloi chofnayim is what a person does with his two hands. If that becomes, if that's there, then that doesn't become bottle. So, Reb Shimon Yochai taught us that the tarvad rekiv that's left over when the guf rats, that tarvad rekiv is like a sur of the isa. It looks like the isa. You can't distinguish it by mara from the isa. It looks like the off around it. But the chiluk is that's mizazeya the offer, like it says. It like the sur is mizazeya the isa, and therefore the person is, and therefore the sur doesn't become bottled to the isa. Adrabe, it asses the isa. If the tarvad rekiv is matzis, if it bubbles up, if the tarvid rekev is not bottled to the rest around it, then it's mo'erit, and that's where the soid of Pias HaMesim starts. And Rav David Luyash tells through the Mishnah in Aholis, tarvid rekev has one tonight, if nothing becomes this arv with that tarvid rekev. If it becomes this arv with tarvid rekev, it loses its din of tarvid rekev. It doesn't have the koyach anymore, because then it's offered. It calls man, there's a tarvid of something that's se'er, of something that has koyach of asi in it, and it has in it a koyach of achyor, then it, you know, no matter how much upper you put around it, it stays itself. And fakert, and it's boiler everything around it. It affects everything around it, and it's mal everything around it. Once you take it away, then if you dilute the thing itself, that's where you lose it. That means in the whole mahalach of avoda, just forget about misa. In the whole mahalach of avoda, a person is always fighting the hargosha and the emes l'chura, that nobody can be better than what he came from. Nobody can do more than the kishonis he has. Nobody can do more than the environment he came from. And the Alam Chazal like that, Zweig Chutra, it's like Aikra Koi, if you throw a stick up, it lands always on a cherish. Everything goes back to where it came from, because that's its metzias. And nothing, there's no yesh ma'ayin in the Bria. That's the quake of the Bria, and b'meila, everything goes the mavis. And that was a b'chiyas gevaldik of b'chiyah. He looked around and he said, no matter how much the earth becomes developed, no matter how much you make of the earth and how much you make of Tzuras Adam Reb Shimon in it, it still goes back to Yafa. And be'etzem, the trunya is a trunya of, so what's the use of it all? If Sahakol, no matter how much you build it, how much you do, something can go, the thing itself doesn't, goes back to where it came from, and it's Mizbala Bafra, then it's Ki'ilu Lehaya. That's the Trunya of Reb Chiya on the Ara, that's Chatzifu, and it's Mizbala Kol Chamude Oilam, and the Amude de Nehaya, the Batsina Nehaya, is swallowed up and eaten. Then Ishtoimim Kechadragim. Then he heard the Toichn Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and he said, the Amude Oilam is not Mizbala. In Amud, Chazal say that Afra is so strong that it even swallows up matechas. Metal gets corroded. When a person needs to build something on the ground, he needs support because the ground swallows it up. And that which you choose to be in Amud, to be a column to support the rest of it, that never becomes swallowed up by the earth. That overcomes the earth and holds its own. So Reb Shimon Bar Yochai's dagger was that his metzias was a tarvet rekiv that kept pure. And it's a double, when you think about it in terms of avodas adam, a person can be ratted down to a metzias where l'chura, even what's good in the person, seems to be like everything around them. Tarvet rekiv looks like all the earth around him. There's almost no way to distinguish. The only way you can be Eimer Atav Rekiv is if you know if the Kavur was the Shlemus without anything else. So here you have a Metzias where a person was Nizbala in the ground until he's a Tarvid Rekiv, and it's impossible to distinguish between him and anything around. But if you kept that Tarvid Rekiv, if the Tarvid Rekiv itself didn't become mixed in with something else, if he kept it Shlemus without the Afris around it, then that Tarvid Rekiv is Se'er. That Tarvid Rekiv has in itself the Koyach to be mafil on the rest. And even Bechayach Yusuf, a person, what's if the Misa is something that belongs to the world beyond? But Bechayim Yusuf, a person can stand at a Matziv where Cholila Bechas, everything about him is down to a Tarvid Rekiv. But the Tarvid Rekiv has a Koyach in itself. There is no Metzias provided it doesn't dilute it and wash away that Tarvid Rekiv. So if Shim Bechoyos Megalav mitzad the Pnimius and Yonim, his Torah is a Torah that's after Pnimius, that as long as there's a handful that's left there, then not only doesn't that handful become swallowed up by the rest of the group, but it will start a process where it's Mevabeya, it begins to bubble and it begins to awaken until it awakens the group. Maimon, gracious Rabbi, it says, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai says, Remez l'tchias ha-meisim in ha-teire minayim. Because it says, Kima ofa l'kofta, vela ofa tatoshu. Ata hoylech loy nema ata toshu. So the Farshe, it's a little bit of a medr sosum. They learn pshat because it says the Ella Offer. It doesn't say Telech means you'll go to the Offer, but rather there's a psik. The pasuk should read Kima'afa Lukachta the Ella Offer, and then Tashu. A person taka, the ultimate gili is that you take a person who's me'afa Lukachta and Lukhuri is only Offer. And then you bring him back, and Toshe Venesh Adaka Akadosh Baruch Hu is Markev the entire group for Ella Offa. And in Ella Offa, the Tavid Rekev begins to bubble, begins to push, begins to arouse everything else there, and then push.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Okay. I'll see you.